Hello, Sam.
G'day, Darren. How are you going?
All right, mate. This is it. Look, it's getting a bit monotonous, us talking about another win to the Devonport Bulls. Undefeated. Awesome.
Yeah, no, doing well. That's 8 from 8 for us, and a real positive performance from our group on Saturday, which was really good, considering probably the tougher game we had the week before against Quinns. Sort of woke the boys up a bit, I think, and realised that it's all good to be 7-0, but we want to keep winning, and to do that we've got to work a bit harder each week.
Yeah, so you put 48 points on Stags.
Yeah, no, we did. And that was with a couple of missed conversions as well. So it could have been easily been a bit more, but 48's a pleasing scoreline for us, and it was a really good day.
Awesome, I reckon. Now, is this true that Stags, the car that was carrying their jumpers, didn't turn up, so they had to use the Sprayton Footy Club jumpers, is that right?
Yeah, it was a bit of a different day. The bloke that was heading up with their jerseys, his car broke down just outside Launceston, and then his phone went flat as well.
Oh, no.
So it was just kind of, we sort of spent probably the last half an hour before warm-ups chasing teams around Devonport to see who wasn't playing sport and who might be able to help us. And again, Sprayton Football Club coming through for rugby in Tasmania, and they were able to grab some of their jerseys. And so it was a bit of a different look, but we still got the game of rugby going. And again, Sprayton Football Club, I mean, what a great club, and the help they've given us at Devonport this year has been fantastic.
Yeah, good for them. So are you, is your home ground ready? When will that be? Will you get a game of the season or what?
Yeah. So we're looking. We'll be back at Sprayton this week for our game against University, but we've all but secured our home final on the 3rd of October. So Taroona Penguins, who were second on the ladder, they lost on Friday night in a close game against the Hobart Lions, but that loss put us 3 games clear. So we're looking like our first home game will be a big day for us. It'll be on the 3rd of October, and that will be the first final, and more than likely against the Taroona Penguins, which is always a great rivalry for Devonport.
Mm. Well, first you've got to take care of this week, which is University. So what time starting there Saturday at Sprayton?
3 o'clock kickoff at Sprayton again.
All right, very good. Season's closing in, mate. I was just looking, you were up to round 9.
Yeah, round 9. So we've got we've got University this week at home, or it's Sprayton, and then we've got one more trip to Hobart to play the Taroona Penguins, and then final start on that 3rd of October. So 2 more regular season rounds to go, and then still a job to do. It's one thing to keep talking about how good we're going, but now we're coming into finals. We've really got to start being a bit more consistent with our performances. I think in the last 3 weeks we've probably been inconsistent in patches where it's hurt us a bit, and teams have been able to sort of get themselves in the game early, and we've had to work a bit harder to get out of it. So I think now for our boys, we're at the business end, and like I said, it's all good to be 8-0, but if you can't finish it off, it doesn't matter what you did in the regular season.
Exactly. Right. High school sevens comp, how's that going?
Oh, it's going brilliantly. We've got 50 boys playing on Friday nights at the Don, which is really good. So they're actually playing at our home ground each week. And then this Sunday in Launceston, we're actually having a statewide gala day for under-14s and under-16s. So we're going to be taking our group and Bernie's group to Launceston at Royal Park and playing against some of the teams from the south and a team from the north. So rugby's really growing, and especially at the junior level. So this weekend's a massive weekend of rugby in Tasmania, really, with all the games we have on Saturday and then a statewide gala day on Sunday.
Brilliant. And just talking rugby in general, looks like we're going to have some games against the All Blacks.
Yeah, so I believe that Australia's been given the rugby championships, or I think that's what it's called. And so we're going to be hosting South Africa, New Zealand, Argentina, and I think Japan's in that as well. So it'll be really good. Unfortunately, no one will be able to watch live. At least that's the way it seems. But for Australia to host, it's a big boost for rugby. And And hopefully it continues to be a big boost for rugby in Tasmania.
Yeah, very good. Well, meantime, good luck against Uni this Saturday at Sprayton, mate. Thanks for having a yarn.
No worries. Thanks, Darren.